So we're trying to help people in business because we know business is where jobs come from, and we need to know a whole bunch of people in America need a job right now. They need some income. Sue is with us. Sue is in California. Hi, Sue. Welcome to the Dave Ramsey Show. How can we help?
Well, my business partner and I own a small business. We own actually two dance studio locations, and it's super frustrating here in California since there seems to be more focus on gathering data than getting businesses back on their feet. And we've listened and have educated ourselves immensely in the last several weeks with strategies and ways to stay afloat. But small businesses here, I don't know about the rest of the country, but weren't even given an opportunity to keep doing what they were doing and incorporate the directives. And I know that they're offering loans, but we know that that's just a temporary fix. And I'm just to the point where I want to know, like, my civil liberties are being taken from us. Our freedoms are being taken from us. They're not giving us really any definitive dates. I want to go back to work, and I want to open up my business, and I will implement those mandates that essential businesses apparently had that opportunity to do, but we were not given that opportunity. So I just want some advice on that because...
Sue, can I ask you...
We've pivoted... Yes.
So what is your main form of revenue? Is it classes where there's larger groups, or is it also individual dance lessons?
It's large. We are a recreational studio. We do have a performance team company, but we're predominantly a recreational. And so classroom instruction, in-person instruction. So we've done everything. We've pivoted. We're online. We are pre-recorded. We have live Zoom classes, but... It is not the preferred method of service. Mm-hmm. And we survived our first April month because we are on an automatic tuition and invoicing system.
Well, Sue, let me ask you, I understand preferred method in terms of format and what's best for the students. How has this impacted revenue? Has the pivot that you guys made been able to keep you guys afloat from a cash flow standpoint?
Well, they had auto draft for April, so it'll be May before you know, right?
Yeah. April was, we survived, but May is not looking favorable because we keep having these daily updates with no specific information.
Yeah, I mean, which city are you in?
And we're in San Diego.
Okay. All right.
And so our county isn't anywhere near what Los Angeles County and San Francisco area with regards to, you know, I mean, I could go on and on because I just personally feel I spoke with my own doctor to find out specific information about this virus, because we need to make good business decisions that are going to keep our staff and mm-hmm. our customers healthy. And his information does not align with the direction of the leadership here.
I was trying to explain that to a person in government I was having a discussion with earlier in the week, that the problem is that those of us that are entrepreneurial, running our own businesses, you have to present credible data to us. And if our data was off as far as their data has been, we would have been out of business a long time ago.
Oh, my gosh.
And if I had someone working for me whose data model was this far off, I would give them one pass, and then I would fire them for incompetence. And I was trying to explain that to government. You cannot cast a vision for people. People are not going to stay in their homes because they no longer believe the data, because it's been so inconsistent, and the models and the application of the restrictions have been so willy-nilly and so inconsistent. I think a lot of us share your frustrations.
And this is what frustrates me. We sit in these webinars, and all of these entrepreneurs are like, well, what can we do? What can we do? And I said, okay, well, we're doing what we need to be doing, but we also need to be smart. and we can use our voices and say, this information is not lining up. So
how do we
collectively come together and say, if the data and if the information that came from my physician lined up, I'm all in.
Exactly.
Sue, I'm just going to throw something at you real quick here because I'm with you. I'm so frustrated on your behalf right now, but I think you do have to make your voice heard. Here's what I would do if I were you. This is worth a stab. Number one, I'd talk to your clients. Talk to these people, their kids, or maybe these are adults that are paying for your services or have up to this point. If they got tested, have they been tested? Are they willing to get tested? And if they had a negative test or they got positive and they quarantined for 14 days, whatever the CDC says, would they be willing to come in if you had all of the safety things in place and everybody was tested? We're already seeing multiple states around the country agreeing to open up. If you took their temperature before they came in, if you went to all these nth degrees, I think if you have clients who said they'll come in, I think you got to make that case. I'd sign a petition and I'd take it to the mayor. I'd take it to the city. You have to do it. And I would publish it too. I'd put the word out. I think at this point you have to.
I think the.
You have to spread the word.
This is where the protests are coming from.
I think you have
to
do
it. But you
hear
the anger in her voice.
They're not crazy people that are protesting.
No.
And
it's shutting down dreams. It's shutting down jobs.
They're logically looking at the data that doesn't line up. It's not consistent. And they're just not going to stay home anymore. Mm-hmm.